Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I am your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. This episode is brought to you by MerkMerch.com. Get your Merkle Media apparel needs. Fit yourself up real nice at MerkMerch.com. Also, check out MerkleFilms.com for our documentaries. More things to come on that website coming very soon. Stay tuned for that, MerkleFilms.com. Now, today we have a great members episode. We have Dana coming on the show today. And Dana is somebody who has several different types of experiences in Southeast Ohio. Things that you're not totally expecting. You're usually expecting Bigfoot, Dogman maybe, something along those lines, UFOs. But when you have somebody come to you say they had an ongoing encounter with a panther man, you look sideways. And then as you hear her story more and more, you start thinking there might be connections to her story with other people from the show in the past, and also going overseas dealing with the djinn, which often appear as a black cat. So let's get to Dana and her stories and her experiences in Southeast Ohio right now. right. Today we have Dana on the show. Dana, how are you?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
I'm glad you're here. I'm good. And listen, you have two encounters of the three that I either don't hear much of or never heard of before. And I definitely want to talk to you. Now, the first thing we're going to talk about is the Panther Man that you had interactions with as a child. We're also going to talk about the Bigfoot encounter and the leprechaun attacks. Now, I've heard of all three, but the Panther Man in Ohio, the way you described the interactions is something that's very, very new. And before we get into the Panther Man, I want to ask you, all three experiences that you're going to be talking about today, are they all from childhood?
No, because the Bigfoot happened when I was a teenager, and the leprechaun things happened probably like fifth or sixth grade. So I guess Childhood. Yeah.
Okay. Childhood, teenage years. Okay. Sounds good.
Me and my daughter have recently seen, I don't even know what it was. I don't know. We chalked it up to a very large dog that jumped off a tree. And that was like 2 months ago. So I don't know what that was.
we'll talk about it. Let's get into the Panther Man encounters. So I would like to know, you know, basically from your memory, where this all began, how did it all unfold for you? Because I know it seems like, just from reading the email, it seems like this was a recurring interaction that you had with this thing.
Yeah, he was definitely my friend. He kind of like babysat me. So this happened in New Plymouth, Ohio, middle of nowhere. This was before kindergarten. So as a child, I was outside a lot, like all day, every day in the woods. You know, there was nothing to do. And the neighbor's house was this really old, like 1800s style, didn't have electricity, didn't have running water, like old home. And it had this wood shed, and the base of the home was all concrete, and it had this well in the middle, kind of like a gathering area, because this home was very old. And I would see this thing come out of the like little woodshed. And there was a tree that had been cut down, and it was like a very large stump. Like I could sit up and lay on it. So it was very large. And I would see it come out of the woodshed, and it would sit up on the stump. And for a while, I would just see it sitting there and then be gone. I'd see it sitting and be gone. One day I was a little closer to the edge of the property line, and I seen it sitting on the log, but the way it got down. Okay. So you know how cats, when they jump down, they go like head first.
Yeah.
This thing unfurled its back leg and stepped down like a person would. Like he was sitting cross-legged and stepping down. That's how it got down. And it was on two legs, and it walked into the woodshed. And I was like, okay, weird, whatever. And I don't really know how I became like introduced to it. That's completely gone out of my memory. I just have tidbits of memory of like being with it and like petting it. And it had this necklace, and it was like a chain, and it had a round like medallion. And for some reason, I don't know if it told me, which, okay, so it talked, but I don't know if it moved its mouth. I don't know if it was like through my mind or whatever. I just know it spoke, and it sounded like an old school black man. I know that sounds weird, but like that's what it sounded like. And he told me that it was his like war medallion, or his like dog collar, like for war. And it had symbols on it, but I don't remember what the symbols were. And like this thing would just go with me in the woods and stuff. And I remember one time specifically, I was out back and I picked up a black baby bear cub and it came, you know, out of nowhere and told me to put it back. And I was defiant. I was carrying this baby bear cub back home with me and the mama bear came and this thing had to basically fight off the bear and told me to put the baby bear down. And he scolded me and marched me back to my house. This was so normal. I remember, I asked my mom, she remembers this. I asked my mom if Jungle Book was real. And she thought I meant like the kid being raised by wolves. And she's like, I think something like that happened. So maybe. I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the panther being a friend. We had rabbits and we had, there was coyotes real bad in this area. So my dad had put these rabbit cage on the back of like our house and they were so high. We had to climb a ladder up and there was no steps or anything. It was just like the cage attached to the back of the house and the cage opened from the top and it was weighted down and the rabbits would go missing all the time. Just like something plucked them out, you know, just gone. After a while though, it started not, Everyone talks about the fog, like the black stuff coming off. It didn't have that. It had black mist, like rain. It looked wet when it would go into the wood pile and vanish. Cause I tried to follow it into the little wood, hut thing to go with it. And I seen like black rain and it was gone. So, at one point, I was like, just started kindergarten and it started not coming around as much. And I got a kitten and it came and sat on a log and basically told me it wasn't coming around anymore. And I didn't see it after that. And then all of a sudden, that house that was abandoned, there was a shit ton of cats there, like shit ton of cats. I don't know, weird little tidbit, but. During all this, we had a game warden move in the property next to us, and he put a camper up. And he said he was going to build a house, never built a house. And he was always on our property with a shotgun. Said he was looking for coyotes and stuff. It is weird, you know, it's weird. But, yeah.
Well, that's, it sounds like this is fragmented memories that you have. But just this last part, we'll start work backwards maybe here. This last part you mentioned about the game warden moving in. Do you feel like the game warden like was sent there to deal with this cat?
Kinda. I remember tidbits of the panther telling me he wasn't a good man and to stay away from him because I used to just roam the land and I would go where he put the camper up and that panther thing would tell me not to. He was dangerous. So I listened. I rarely listened to him, by the way. But yeah, like when he appeared, it was probably like a couple months later, he told me he had to leave and he wasn't coming back.
Hmm. Did anybody else see this when you were a kid?
No, my mom remembers me telling weird stories and like, but she thought it was just, you know, she did see a very large panther sitting, but she thought it was someone's wild animal that got loose, but she didn't see him stand up. She didn't see him get up off the tree trunk thing. So, But she did see the panther.
That's actually really good then. Cause at least, you know, you're not the only one that saw it. Now, is there a history in that part of Ohio that has people
not
talking
that
about
I
black
know
panthers?
Of.
Really? Not,
well, okay. So people have seen panthers and they get argued with that they're not in that part of Ohio. But as far as a talking one with a necklace that walks on two legs, mm-hmm. not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I tried looking into it. I couldn't find anybody making these claims either. When you would see this thing moving, and say walking into the shed or coming out or whatever, how often would you see it on two legs versus four?
It walked on two legs, but to run or like during the fight with the bear, it got down. I remember very vividly, it went from two legs down on all four and got real low. Also, when it stood up, I didn't like it because its paws would change into the raccoon looking its feet. And yeah, because I remember it was like standing on all fours next to me and I was petting it. I used to run my hands through its fur. It was real soft. And I was like, I don't like your hands. I remember saying that to him because I liked him when he looked like a normal cat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. How big was he? Like, was he your size or monstrously large?
Okay. So I was right before kindergarten and then in kindergarten, and on all fours, his like back was like up like here. So, and that's on all fours. I don't really know the size of a panther. I know when he stood up, he was pretty tall, you know, way taller than my dad.
Yeah. I mean, if it's that tall on all four, it's probably closer to 7 feet than not. So, it's probably pretty large. And so you said that the hands changed so it would be on all four and it had like cat paws. When it would stand up, it was, you know, more raccoon hands.
Like raccoon. Yeah.
So I find
its
this.
Claws were part of its like fingers. Like, I don't know how to explain that. They weren't separate. They were like not claws. They were just pointed fingers. If that makes, like sharp pointed, I don't know. Sharp pointed fingers.
Hmm. So, a lot of people who have dogman encounters will say that the hands look like raccoon hands. And I believe
he also loses fur. He would lose fur on his hands and feet when he stood up.
Really?
It was just like dark black skin with some, actually it was less like fur, more like hair. And then the fur would come back when he would go back down.
But
there was no popping noises, by the way.
Nope.
It was very smooth, very fluid.
Do you ever recall having remnant of the hair after it's gone?
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, you say that the hair would come off. So is it that like you could have taken it home and collected its hair or?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. I never seen like fur or anything on the ground. It just would not have fur on its hands. It would be like black and then like some hair, like a hairy man. Also, the way he spoke, I got the idea that he was once a man or a type of man, just the things that he knew, how he acted. He liked fedoras. That's another weird thing. He liked fedoras. And I didn't know what a fedora was until like, you know, later in like sixth, seventh grade when they became real popular.
Hmm. That's interesting.
So, yeah, it's...
excuse me, I had to clear my throat. My voice is still trying to wake up this morning.
I sound crazy.
No. Look, I mean, the story's wild, right? So, I mean, you're saying that you've had these interactions. I think you've landed on the right show to share the experience because, I mean, it all depends on how you look at it. I'm not requiring you to look at it the way I look at it, but what you're describing to me sounds like an entity that was popping in and out of this existence, this realm. We've had countless stories on the show of people seeing things and having interactions with things that were very, very physical, but they were not from here. They would come here and then they would leave. Kind of like what you described with the shed. It was almost like the shed was a portal. And which is funny because in Stranger Things, the shed was a portal too. So
I've never watched that show. So
you are failing at life. So
I know
it is a wild show that might actually tie dots for tie things together for you.
It just looked a little cheesy. This, I don't know. Yeah,
I understand because it comes from, it's set for the 80s, but the story and the base of it is what we've discovered through people's experiences on the show as something that's very, very real. And people are describing this upside down world almost at times, almost identical as to what they you see in the movies. And people can say, well, they got it from Stranger Things. So they're, you know, and that's nobody can prove or disprove that. If somebody were to say, I saw this world is purplish, kind of like the Stranger Things. But, you know, for me,
the idea came from somewhere, didn't it?
It did. And there's a lot of people who's described this, not just on my show, but throughout history. So anyways, the mist part, the raccoon part, hands, I mean, both those things are very, very similar to Josh Turner's encounter with a dog man when he was a kid in Texas. They saw this canine looking thing in like a ditch on the edge of the road. And I think it was dark out or it was almost dark out. He was late getting home. So I assumed the streetlights were on. That's how he said he knew he was late. So it was dark out. And they see it and they realize this thing is not normal when it stands up, gets out of the ditch and walks across the road. And so his friend runs into the house because they're right outside his friend's house. And I'm just recalling the story from memory here, so it may not be 100% accurate. But somehow this dog man wound up on the other side of the fence, I think in his friend's yard. And so Josh is trying to like walk home at this point. And he's walking by his friend's home and he sees these hands coming in around the fence post, like it was going to climb up over at him. And he described the hands like they were raccoon hands. And he said that his friend's dad yelled over to him and said, get in the house. So he goes into his friend's house and, you know, they ride out the night or whatever. Years later, as an adult, you know, he's told this story. He's looking into the topics. He goes back home to visit and he's visiting his friend's dad. And maybe his friend was there. I don't remember. But his friend's dad said, I remember that day you guys brought home that that dog creature or werewolf or whatever he called it. I don't think he called it dog man, but he said that he remembered the dad said that he'll never forget how there was this black mist coming off its back. And that was news to Josh because Josh never saw that in his visual on this thing. And so he said that's when it started like clicking in his head that these things might be more supernatural, interdimensional type. And so,
that stuff only appeared when it was going into the shed.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Maaco, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Maaco is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Hey, everyone. This is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.